Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Well, actually, when I'm recording this, it is Friday morning. Only just 12:15. I've just got in from a works do. And one of the things that I was on this works do is just a bit of a gathering amongst from some work colleagues, something I'm not used to from so many years on the road. But we were talking about team bonding days and things like that, and it got me wondering, what would it be like to create a team bonding day around vegetable gardening? So it may be we get a function together if we had enough land that people come along as a team bonding exercise and build a vegetable garden, sowing seeds, working as a team to build a vegetable garden. It's just one of these things that sometimes pops in my mind. I never quite work out the details, and sometimes just talking it through on the microphone like I do tonight gives me a bit of clarity. I mean, it's interesting. Normally, as I talk these things through, I can formulate the better plan, but now I've spoken about it, that's as far as I can get. It may not work. Interesting. Now, I've got no seeds to talk about because they are... Well, I always like to give them a bit of time before they arrive, but they are making their way to you if you haven't received them already. And it is nearly the weekend, and as it gets near the weekend, something I always like to talk about is what we can be doing this weekend. Now, for me, it's going to be cramming it all in on Saturday because I am working tomorrow, but Saturday, going to head down to the allotment early Saturday morning. Just a general bit of tidying up, lawnmowering, weeding, getting the last of my onions in, getting the last of my garlic in, and just giving them all a bit of a feed at the same time. Not going to be feeding huge amounts of our vegetables over this winter months, but certainly our overwintering plants could do with a bit of feed. So onions, garlic, maybe broad beans. I don't tend to feed my broad beans so much, but what else will be? Peas as well. So certain things we will be focusing on anyway. Other than that, we also want to make sure that we mulch any of our perennial plants using the straw, which we're pretty good at now. That straw, I'm so pleased with using the straw. I've spoken about it so much, but I am so pleased that we use straw this year. It really has revolutionised my allotment and made it easy for my allotment to be cared for. And I do wish somebody would take on the allotment next to me to help keep my side tidy because of how it comes over from theirs. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, so my neighbours gave up nearly 2 years ago. Their allotment has got incredibly, incredibly weedy, and the brambles come over onto my allotment. It's a bit of a problem. And that's what I say. I wish somebody would take it on to keep it tidy, to make it better for me. Now, back at home, what are we going to be doing back at home? Much of the same of what I've talked about down on the allotment. I was going to say I'm going to give the chickens a good clean out and let them roam, but actually the entire country is now in a chicken protection zone or bird protection zone, so I cannot now let my chickens out, which is a bit upsetting. We've been to bird flu season. Bird flu is horrible. It seems to be coming around all the time, and it is devastating farmers and chicken farmers and so on. And this year seems to have came around early, came around quick. Got the text and email the other day saying their mandatory housing order is in place, which basically means we cannot let them free range. That means I've got to come up with some ways of entertaining the chickens. Pumpkins are a good one, and things like that. So looking at ways of entertaining chickens while they are in their coop. I like to give them some clumps of grass, and plants to eat on as well and dig over. Things like that, just to keep them entertained, happy, and hopefully continue laying eggs. And then I want to start work on a certain area that I have at the top of my garden, between the vegetable patch and the patio, where I've got some brambles, not brambles, sorry. It's a thornless blackberry, so it is kind of a bramble, and a tabry growing in that area, which are both really good producers. But I've built this sort of frame years ago that needs to come down because it's leaning over, and I want to have a good search of that area and see what I can do to tidy it up and make it look all the better. It's a bit of a problem area here in the garden at home, but it's one that I think we can easily attend to. Other than that, not much more going on here at home that I can think of. But what can you be doing in your own vegetable gardens and your own allotments this month? Certainly continue to sow indoor microgreens like cress and mustard, something like that. That's going to be something I'm going to talk about on the podcast this week, actually. Hardy peas, of course, for overwintering. Reading off the checklist on the newsletter for ideas. We're not going to start sweet peppers or chilies just yet, but there's something, again, we could be doing. Garden fleece, making sure that's ready to go. Remove any rotting crops from beds. And mulch an exposed soil with compost or soil. And harvest any remaining late season salad greens, etc., etc. One other thing that I do think is a good thing to do at this time is give your tools a good clean, good scrub, sharpen, tidy, treat. Make sure they are ready to be stored for the winter, because it is an important time of the year for that. Right, I'm going to wrap this podcast up. It's a little slow, a little late as well, see, but I think you got the idea. I will be back on Sunday, so until then, please take care.